Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lowest number of border crossings in American recorded history. There may be a lower period before recorded history. That's possible. But Trump shattering all previous records, including his own, Lee, making me wonder, why didn't he do this last time? But that's okay. I'll take it. Unbelievable numbers here. Joe Biden releasing, not unusual for him to be releasing into the country, 15,000 a month. Donald Trump has released 7 since he took office. Those were people that fit a very tight medical category. And when they say release them, they don't mean wandered into the country. They mean like they were having a heart attack and had to release them to the hospital. Unbelievable, the numbers here. And particularly the reductions in folks, you know, just coming to the border. I mean, there's basically nothing going on at the northern border anymore, proving that was always possible. And then the southern border, pretty secure. Always possible to do this, which just goes to show you they lied. Remember, they said for 2 years that the border was secure. That was a lie, that conservatives were lying, Republicans were lying to try to create an issue. And then when we were able to show, no, there's massive crowds and massive numbers coming in, they said, okay. And they started making up but there's nothing we could do. Oh, but wait, it's Trump's fault because he's secretly blocking legislation, on and on and on and on. But here are the real numbers. What Trump was able to do in 100 days, less than 100 days, illegal immigrant gotaways, the top threat to public safety, down by 99%. We know that for a fact because there's sensors in the ground that can tell. They're highly accurate. You know, the number of people who get away, those down by 99%. Illegal border encounters down by 95%. Northern border section, previously run by illegal immigrants, sees dramatic drop in crossings. We haven't seen anyone since November. Migrant arrest at the U.S.-Mexico border in March, lowest ever recorded. Since taking office, the Trump administration's arrested 150,000 illegal immigrants, deported 139,000 illegal immigrants, and released again just 9 into the U.S. That is a staggering 99.99% increase over the same over the same period under President Joe Biden. So it was always possible to do this, Lee. You just had to want to.
You know, you ask why he didn't do this in the first term. I would pose the hypothesis that it was not politically possible at that time because the public sentiment was not behind it. I think that when you have seen what Trump did in the first term, and of course, the way that he was opposed judicially then as well. I mean, there was lawfare going on against the Trump administration about their actions then to try to secure the border, and they were stopped at almost every turn. And then you see what the Biden administration did with, as you put it correctly, the voter drive that was going on to actually import people, not secure the border, but actually import people into this country by the millions during the Biden administration. And then the American public seeing what the criminal results were and the lives lost because of the number of people that were allowed in and some of those that were involved in heinous crimes and resulted in the death of Americans. Then the political will was there from the American people. And that's what people, including many Democrats, said in November when they voted for Trump. Stop this.
Yeah, and you're right about that. When you have Paul Ryan under his first term as Speaker of the House, and he is an open borders zealot, says anybody in the world ought to be able to apply for any job in America at any time. That guy was nuts. So yeah, he absolutely would have gotten pushback from Congress. And you're right. Even the wall, it had close to 50% support of Americans. It was like 48, 49, but it was a majority. And you're right, for deporting people, it wasn't majority either. Because the American people still, and part of the reason for that too, is you would ask them, well, how many people are coming here illegally, you know, in the country? And they didn't know. They didn't know how big it got under Obama. I mean, we still had a lot tighter control of the media then. Now, thanks to X, people are able to actually see what's going on. They're horrified by it. So you're right. The will is definitely there. And the more he does it, the more support he has. By the way, he was winning on the immigration issue by four points the week before the eight points the week before the Kilmar Abrego situation, where they go down to El Salvador. He was plus eight on it in terms of approval. You want to always be on the plus side. After that week passed, he's plus 12. So he went up 4 points. So the Democrats flew all the way to El Salvador, going to have to pay their own bills on that because Congress is going to reimburse them. And all they did was help him go 4 points higher. So that must be, that's got to be frustrating, you know? But no, you're right about that. The public sentiment wasn't there, and that's a shame because we had a lot of really dangerous people in this country.
I mean, it is just sad to think of all that has happened to American citizens because Trump was not able to accomplish what he set out to do in the first term. And then you see what the Biden administration did and the way that they lied to the people. Think about the amount of times that Biden administration officials, particularly Alejandro Mayorkas, lied to Congress.
Yeah.
Absolutely, without question, lied in testimony to Congress over and over and over again about the illegal immigration issue. And no consequences.
None whatsoever.
No, other than to lose an election.
I know. And eventually the people, you know, did figure it out, but still. And the big lie, and there were so many lies, but the big lie was basically, oh, there's nothing we could do. It's too bad. So sorry. We're trying our hardest. And look, the head of the Border Patrol Union was on Fox News this morning, and he explained perfectly why they were able to do this. And it's not even that Trump did anything magical. They just tried.
Right. Exactly.
He said before, look, we had ICE and Border Patrol. We were put on our desks. ICE was not, or this is how we built up 900,000 people with deportation orders. We were not allowed to get them. We were not allowed to pick them up. We were not allowed to send them out of the country. And when we were allowed to take action, it was to further the cause of the human smuggling.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before, we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border.
You know, one of the greatest political lines of all time is going to go down as this, is what Trump said right before he did the State of the Union address or the, you know, joint session of Congress, whatever you want to refer to it as. And he used it in that speech as well. You didn't have to change the law. You just had to change the president.
Yeah.
That succinctly, exactly, and truthfully addressed that issue. You didn't have to change the law. You just had to change the president.
And look, and I can't play this audio enough. I played it already once this morning to explain how this happened. Ken Paxton does the best, the Attorney General of Texas, that the Biden administration switched to actively aiding the cartels.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
And he said, look, the Department of Homeland Security has cut a deal with the cartels, with the human traffickers, to work with them, to work as a coyote. We used to put you in prison for that because it's illegal. Now the government's doing it to meet up with the cartels or pick up the human cargo.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah, this was deliberate. This was not, and again, some of our media was out even last night with this. Some people even on our side acting like, well, you know, Joe was trying to secure the border. He was just incompetent. Like, I really wish people would stop saying that or implying it. It's he did not try. Because that implies, well, the next Democrat will try and probably succeed. No, they won't try. They will undermine everything. Break the law. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to get him in here. And people need to understand that's not just a Joe thing, Lee. That is a Democrat thing. It's frustrating. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, I mean, you're right. That's it. I mean, once again, all it took was a change of who was in charge.
Yep.
Because the previous administration was doing everything it could to circumvent the law, to circumvent the ability of the nation to protect its borders.
Amen. And now they're secure. And I love that he's turned it into a military zone, too, because you know what's about to happen? We're about to have our first cases where the left has to come to terms with the fact that if that is a protected military installation along the border, the rules change for when you get caught there. There's going to be a whole slew of lawsuits. I'm just waiting for the first one to hit. So it's all good news. Our border's been militarized. It should have been, given the graveness of the threats that we face. I'm surprised, honestly, that the media and the Democrats haven't screamed louder about the border being militarized. Kind of going back to where you started in this segment and I started, that would have been unthinkable in the last term. Now there's barely a peep out of them. That's how badly we've beaten them on this issue. Oh, by the way, they're impeaching Donald Trump again. Yes, Democrats are. So unimportant and been done so many times. Such an old shtick that I actually didn't get around to mentioning this morning until 8:23. That's how not seriously people take this. But anyway, yeah, they're impeaching him. 7 articles of impeachment. Some of these are priceless. But even more priceless, the guy they chose to deliver the message that they're impeaching the president. His name is Representative Sri Thanadar. He was not born here. He was born in India. Anyway, he's impeaching Trump. He's the one who filed the articles of impeachment. He's a member of Congress. Okay, here we go.
This is Congressman Sri Thanadar. Donald Trump has already done real damage to our democracy. But defying a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, that has to be the final straw. It's time we impeach Donald J. Trump. The court said the wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia must be allowed to return and receive due process. Trump ignored it. He ignored the Constitution. He ignored the very checks and balances that keep our democracy intact.
Yes. When I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to find out, what do they impeach? They're not going to impeach him for St. Kilmer. They're like, that would be so politically duh. Oh, wow. They are impeaching him for St. Kilmer. The MS-13 human trafficking wife beater. Although I'm sure she deserved it, right? That's what the Democrats always think. Have you noticed the thread between all these guys? They beat women. And they love it, man. Oh, they love it. The guy that judge in Wisconsin snuck out was a woman beater. Oh, yeah. He beat her so much she was in prison. She felt like she was in prison. She was in the hospital for 3 days. Some of these Democrats and women beat, they do not like women. They have issues. But then again, you look at David Hogg and you could see why you would develop issues. No, seriously, my 13-year-old, I think, has a higher testosterone count and bigger arms than David Hogg. I mean, not to go man to man, but that guy does not have like a vial of testosterone in his own body. There's something wrong there. He needs to, I looked at it, my husband and I were talking about this in seriousness. We weren't joking. He needs to have a blood draw. Have you seen that kid? Like, I don't know as a man how you get that small when you're full grown, but there's something wrong there. Anyway, Sri Thanadar continued. This is just so you can hear why they're impeaching him. They're really going to go full Kilmer.
This isn't an isolated incident. It's part of a dangerous, deliberate pattern. That's why today I introduced a resolution to impeach Donald J. Trump, outlining 7 articles of impeachment. Article 1, obstruction of justice and abuse of executive power, from denying due process to unlawful deportations, Trump defied court orders. Article 2, taking away Congress's power of the purse, Trump dismantled agencies and froze funds without permission from Congress. Article 3, abuse of trade powers and international aggression. He imposed damaging tariffs and threatened military invasions of our allies.
Texter writes to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Guy who can barely speak English is leading the attempt to impeach. Yes. Another texter writes here that congressman trying to impeach Trump reminds us of the movie My Cousin Vinny. Yes, Vinny was an American, like born here, in other words. Texter writes, listening to Shri, the lesson is that these foreigners they place in Congress are commies. I don't know. But you want to know what my favorite impeachment article was? About fell off my chair. They're not really doing this. And remember the Democrats, if you criticize their liberal media hacks, then you are repressing them. And that is somehow a violation of the First Amendment. Never mind, they're criticizing you. So if you, remove their cubby, think Reuters, out of the White House where they prepare the lies that they pass off as journalism, or, you know, Hillary's law firm loses their, security clearance so that they can't illegally troll the NSA database anymore for blackmail material on Republicans, stuff like that. They call that an infringement on speech. Listen to this. They have the unmitigated gall to impeach him for free speech violations.
Article 4. Violation of First Amendment rights. He has retaliated against journalists, attorneys, and critics for exercising their right to free speech.
What? We just found out last week, Tulsi Gabbard declassified it. They had a censorship program that debanked you for having the wrong religious, think Christian, or political beliefs. They debanked the entire Trump family. And took away Trump's social media accounts. And took away our social media accounts. I just looked this up again as I want to have to pull the X files back up. The Twitter files, I guess you call them. Removed over 10 million posts, and that was just on Twitter. Canceled and destroyed more than 12,000 accounts. Why? So people couldn't say true things. Who did it? The FBI? Froze the account. The FBI had the account of the New York Post, the oldest continuously operating newspaper in America, founded by one of the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton. The account of the New York Post froze it for telling the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI did that, and they're going to impeach him for a First Amendment violation. Are you kidding me?
Article 4, violation of First Amendment rights. He has retaliated against journalists, attorneys, and critics for exercising their right to free speech.
That was Hillary's law firm. You know that, right? They were illegally trolling the NSA database. In the process, they launched the Russia collusion hoax. That's what they consider a violation of free speech, not silencing half the country in a program they knew darn well was illegal, so they classified it so that you couldn't catch them breaking the law, because it's illegal to call up banks and get people debanked for the things they say. It's illegal to take their social media accounts. You can't legally do it. Unbelievable. Texter writes, please make it stop. I can't listen to his voice anymore. Texter writes, don't laugh. If you're ever paying attention to Great Britain, France, Sweden, and Germany, we are fastly becoming in the same boat. Oh, no, no. No, we cover that almost daily on the show. Texter writes, Tara, so now they should take Biden to court with the same standard they took Trump to court, where he didn't have the protection of the presidency for Biden messing with our First Amendment. Right. Well, the battle for civil rights never ends. There's always new frontiers. After all, the attorneys have to get paid. You need new fights all the time. And when you win the old ones, then you need new ones. So what's the new frontier? Well, it comes to us from Canada, but I'm sure it won't be long before it catches on here. In fact, people have already done it here. Folks transitioning their gender, nip, tuck, chop it off, started realizing that when you do that, well, it impedes you from having kids. Fair number of them change their mind. And there's all kinds of other problems. You get rid of the genitalia you have, right? You pay somebody to chop it off and build you a different one. So what is the solution then? Well, you shouldn't have to choose. You should have it all. What am I talking about? Folks, the technical name is a penile sparing vaginoplasty. So that's where you already have the dude equipment, but you believe you're a woman and you want to have the female equipment too, but you do not want to do away with the dude equipment because who needs to choose? There's actually a hospital in Texas that does this surgery, which is how the government of Canada ended up in a brawl with a person in the court record simply known as RT. A Canadian citizen who's on the government's socialized medicine health plan wants this surgery, this penile sparing vaginoplasty. It's $70,000. Now, the government of Canada already pays for your sex change surgery, but at the moment, you got to choose one, like a gender. He says he doesn't, well, who knows? They says they don't think they should have to choose. They want to be everything. If you're wondering, how would this work? Apparently, how do we do this? The kids are in school, right? Your new hoo-ha goes in between your penis and your rear hole. There's apparently space there, and the battle is going on for two long years, but the good news for RT and bad news for the people of Canada is that he finally won. He's keeping his penis, and the Canadian government will cover the cost of the very unique surgery to make him a fake new, as he calls it in the court records, neo-vagina. Oh, God help us when they find out about this. We're going to have to do this one too. Now, in addition to the other situation, this is a man who, according to court documents, has a diaper fetish and wears diapers. Yeah. But whatever. Anyway, the Canadian government just lost, and so he will soon be headed down to Texas at taxpayer expense to the only surgery center in the world that performs, what is it called again? Penile sparing vaginoplasties, which means other people have actually had these. And now the government will pay. So if you're wondering what the future holds, yeah. Meanwhile, speaking of what the future holds and what it would look like if they only had their way, remember a couple of weeks ago in horror, we were covering the situation in the UK. The UK's fallen. Where white males will get longer sentences simply for being born white and male, double sin there, double crime, than others that prosecutors were instructed to consider race and sex in sex and sentencing recommendations. And, you know, God's unspoken automatically assume white males to be guilty or than everyone else or something. I think, thank God that's not coming here. Here we go. Remember that Hennepin County prosecutor that's been in the news lately? Yeah, update on her. The one who, after six Teslas were defaced, one with $10,000 worth of damage, over $30,000 total, she said, you know what? He doesn't need to be a felon. I mean, it is six. She put him in a diversionary program, even though that's supposed to be only for your first felony, not the five after it. Yeah, well, it turns out on the same day she diverted him, wink, wink, nod, nod. She wished she could have been there with him herself, but, you know, she'd lose her job defacing those Teslas. It turns out she referred another person for a first-degree felony prosecution who merely keyed the car of someone she worked with at a restaurant because she was mad at him. It was not a Tesla. And having ascertained that, she said, now we can't have this kind of crime. Dual justice. That's how it works. Politics is always considered. If you are white male, i.e. the group, least likely to vote for left-wingers and Democrats, then you get a higher sentence. Plus, that keeps you away from the polling place for more time, and that's always a win. Well, what would the criminal justice system look like under these people? The same Hennepin County attorney who put the guy who defaced six Teslas into a diversionary program so he'll never be charged or convicted as long as he completes community service. What's the newest twist there? Well, starting Monday, race and gender will matter in what you're sentenced to, i.e. the sentences her prosecutors pursue.
On Monday, prosecutors in Hennepin County are being asked to enact a very controversial policy. They will be required to consider race when offering plea deals. It's part of a new policy from Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty. Lou Ragus leads off our coverage tonight. Lou?
Julie, this new policy was sent to me by sources within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office concerned that the policy could be unconstitutional if they start taking race-based government actions in their roles as prosecutors.
This is a new negotiation policy set to go into effect Monday in Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty's office. In it, Moriarty lays out several considerations, including race, that her prosecutors should take when extending plea deal offers to defendants. The policy says proposed resolution should consider the person charged as a whole person, including their racial identity and age. While those factors should not be controlling, they should be part of the overall analysis. Prosecutors should be identifying and addressing racial disparities at decision points as appropriate. Ali says he understands confusion expressed privately among prosecutors about whether it means race should be considered when proposing a prison sentence.
Our law, our sentencing guidelines that we have the criminal justice professionals use every single day in court says that race should not be used in that calculus.
Oh, but it will. No, all they got to do is remake the Supreme Court. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I can't believe that the Canadian health system is so far behind that they don't offer penis-sparing vaginoplasty. I know, they got it in Texas. Hey, Tara, Texture writes, did you say what the future holds or future holes? I don't even know anymore. I don't. Texture writes, hey, Tara, this is why the aliens don't visit us. They mean space aliens. Everybody else is already living here. No, this is why the aliens don't visit us. You're right. And finally, Texture writes, I thought criminals lost their rights in jail. No, jail is where you go to get a vaginoplasty. Apparently. From the, oh my gosh, you can't make this up file. No, you really can't. The left is outraged that Reverend William Barber was arrested in the Capitol Rotunda after he joined other Democrats praying against the Republican-led budget. And he wasn't even arrested because he was lying while he was praying. He was praying for all of those who will be hurt by the terrible cuts. You know, the cuts in Medicaid, school lunch programs that aren't actually happening. Those cuts. God knows the truth. The rest doesn't matter. But Bishop Reverend William J. Barber II was lying, as was Reverend Jonathan Wilson Hartgrove. Pretty daring to do in a prayer. I always feel like I'll get struck down by a bolt of lightning, you know, but hey, that's just me. Anyway, the problem was that he didn't have the right to be there. In fact, he was informed multiple times by the Capitol Police that gathering was not allowed during those hours at the Capitol. And then he was arrested for demonstrating inside congressional building. Wait, wasn't that what happened on January 6th? Wasn't that exactly what happened on January 6th? Yeah. So what's the left all torqued out about? Shouldn't I be excited? We got him. No. No, their argument is, but he was praying. So you understand, the grandmas whose homes they raided, remember how bad this was? They were taking selfies. See, if she had been praying like the Bishop Reverend William J. Barber and lying about Medicaid and Medicare cuts in service to the Democrats, then it would have been fine if Grandma was trespassing. But because she was there advocating for Donald Trump because she felt the election was stolen, that is a crime. Does it make sense to you? No, it makes sense to me either. Anyway, there are absolutely outraged headlines says, arrested while praying. Now, noteworthy that a Democrat would pray at all. Normally you flick holy water at them and it vaporizes as it hits their skin. So, you know, look, I'm all for Democrats praying. Maybe it'll help. They could stop lying while they're praying. That'd be even better. But they could do it somewhere they're allowed to do it instead of in the very place in the Capitol building where folks were arrested on January 6th. And we were told the greatest atrocity of all time had occurred, even though no one died. And the only, well, nobody on their side. Two of us were killed. And the only person who got hurt, well, it was a laptop. Nancy Pelosi's laptop was damaged, but later repaired. So I'm just wondering, will the Bishop Reverend William J. Barber have to undergo the pre-dawn raid with all local news stations called at his home? I'm betting not. Anyway, he was asked to move multiple times by the Capitol Police, who informed him he was violating the law, but he didn't care. Democrats feel he should have been able to stay because he was just a better and more moral person than those January 6 protesters. Anyway, they're outraged, and it's a top 10 story in the nation. Texter writes, Terry, I have a novel idea for sentencing criminals. Wow, what is it? How about we base the prison time off the severity of the crime committed? Crazy, right? Nah, race and gender, that's what it should be.